Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Time Spent Poorly Show with your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron. Here's a quick clip from tonight's show to whet your appetite.
They're all gonna laugh at you!
I remember listening to that when I was a kid. I'm like, what the fuck
is
this?
I had to put headphones. I started listening to it on my boombox, and I'm like, start listening. And I'm like, this is Adam Sandler from Saturday Night Live, and I'm probably eighth grade or something like that. And it starts, like, right in with, like, I don't remember what the character's name, but it's like, I got really hairy balls or whatever. Yeah. And so it starts with, like, it gets right into it pretty quick. And so I'm like, headphones. I'm looking all.
Dad, headphones.
That came out at the same time as, like, the Jerky Boys or something? Like
yeah,
that.
Right in that.
Those were crazy.
I always liked the Jerky Boys.
I did. I liked the Jerky Boys, what I heard of them anyway. I didn't. Didn't they make a movie?
Yeah.
I think so.
Jerky Boys, the movie.
Yeah.
Wow, this really sounds like it's going to be the best show. Better than anyone we've done before or anything we can do afterward. In the history of the program! You mark my words. We know there's all sorts of better ways you can be spending your time, so thanks for spending yours, albeit poorly, with us. If you want to learn more about who we are, go to timespentpoorly.com. Everything you need to know, whether it's accessing past episodes, future live broadcasts, or other shows on our network, it's all right there. There's also a link to our Patreon if you find yourself compelled to support one of your favorite shows, hosted by any of these nobodies from the Pacific Northwest. Well, gentlemen, I'm not here, but you are, so let's get it on! Without further delay, please welcome your hosts, Eduardo, Old Huds, and Brother Ron.
We're not.
Now, here we go.
Yeah, we didn't have our real mics turned up.
Testes.
Testes.
ASMR. So this is how it
ASMR.
How it really works. Summer.
Hey, I wonder if that'll get us some more views because people go dog shit over that. Like just knucking futs.
I'm licking my nutsack.
Whoa.
I like ranch Doritos.
That escalated quickly.
I love it. The Cool Ranch Doritos are the best. ASMR.
I dropped my meat.
ASMR.
That's a cute one too, huh?
Yeah, that was a good one, buddy. I dropped my meat.
I dropped my meat. No.
Me too, a couple times.
I was trying to have this finished before we went live, but I wasn't able to do it.
That's all right. So how is everybody? We've got three people right on time.
Good. Hey, I was gonna...
I was so good. So tired, but so good.
I had a whole thing. I was going to just jump in before we started. I was going to be like...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Set back a little bit.
I was
going to be like... Woo! But
do you miss me? Yeah, I bet you missed me.
We kind of shit the bed. Jeff is our guest this evening.
Yeah, you gotta.
I was gonna say we need to move the camera a little bit.
Definitely. So that he's about
not
you
sharing
today.
The spotlight.
Visually joining us.
All
as well.
Of us feel more visible now.
There you go.
Oh, there I am.
How's that?
I see me.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome,
Jeff.
It's been a while.
That is your name, right?
That is my legal, almost legal name.
Man, I love the freeze frames that they get of Mitch McConnell.
I know. He always looks like a lost turtle.
Yeah.
Never not.
The most unattractive dude I have ever seen next to Lindsey Graham. Like, the two of them are two of the most
You've fugly
dudes.
You've got a face for radio. Yeah. How did you get into politics?
And I love the guy in the background, like, off his shoulder, is just kind of like... Disappointed. Yeah,
disapproving
he's like
hedgehog
no,
back
no,
there.
Just, no.
This
have you ever,
fucking
have
guy.
You ever noticed how Biden looks just like that old fart on the Jeff Dunham, the puppet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yes,
does.
He does.
Yeah,
exactly.
He does.
Except
like
that
him.
Puppet doesn't fuck children.
That we know of.
Well, there is that.
That
yeah, I don't know.
Of.
That puppet, you never know.
Ventriloquist, man, that's some shady shit.
It is. They're almost as disreputable as clowns.
Yeah.
Jeff Dunham, like, isn't he, like, kind of halfway canceled right now because of some of the racist stuff he has his puppets say?
Dude, Ahmed, he's gotten away
with all of that stuff for...
Or the culture. Yeah, but he's gotten away for it with a long time. But then now we're, like, within the last 5 years, we've gotten pretty, like...
They pivot on people, too. Like, shit that used to be acceptable just all of a sudden is not. Yeah. And then it's like, fuck you.
Yeah, the tide turns quick.
Very post 9/11, he was huge with all of his dead terrorist stuff and...
Oh yeah, I mean he's.
I never really.
I think he's safe because he's got a big enough like fan base that isn't going to like the audience base that would try to cancel him already wasn't watching him to begin with.
Yeah, people always tried to pass him off as though he was this great like. I don't know that I want to say family comedian, but kind of a like, you know.
Like wholesome.
Oh, yeah,
wholesome.
He's on Comedy Central. Not really. Everybody watch him. He is very far from, he's got a lot of hate speech in his stuff.
Yeah, yeah, just because my dad likes it doesn't it's family
weird.
Friendly.
It's some of it is just like, wow, man, all right. Racist much?
Lord shares why she chose an album cover so racy it can't be shown
on TV.
It's not that bad.
Lord, is that Madonna's daughter?
Is she?
Or am I thinking of?
No, I think
she's the Royals
she's
girl.
She's Randy Marsh. Oh.
Okay. From South Park?
Yeah, from South Park.
She's just wearing a...
The cover of her new album, Solar Power, features the star wearing a bikini bottom and a yellow rash guard on a beach shot from a very low angle. Because it's taken from beneath her, you see a lot of Lord's body, and apparently the picture is too racy to even be shown on network TV. So
it's not.
It's not.
That's
I can't see her snatch.
They show so much stuff on network TV. This is all just publicity.
Yeah, these people not seen Hannibal?
This is all a publicity.
The things they write today are like it's like they got somebody they took a time machine, went back in time and grabbed the dude from like 1985 and he's like comes this back he's like racy. Gosh, oh this is really
it's racy.
This is really racy.
It's not.
Look at her ankles. Damn.
Well, you can she's wearing a G-string.
Can we like scroll up and see if can you click on one of those links and see Lord. If it shows?
Oh, that'll probably show you
the picture that is so allegedly racy.
That's not her body.
That's not it. Have you seen the picture, Huds?
Yeah.
So you'll be able to identify it if I click the right.
Yeah.
It's on her album cover.
Yeah. Just put in. Lord Solar Power album cover. Yeah. Is it Lord or Lordy?
Lord A.
I think it's Lord.
Lord. I don't know.
Lord.
I think it's Lord.
I think if it was Lord A, there'd be a little line above the E or something.
Be like Sade.
Yeah.
Smooth operator. See, that's not bad.
That is what they're upset of? Okay.
I can't even see her lips. It's not worth it's not worth people.
I think where they consider it racy is that it leaves a lot to a young man's imagination.
It doesn't leave anything to the imagination.
But look at all that crap
what a vagina
to the right. It shows a leaves a little to the imagination over there too.
Dude, you see more on the Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover, and that's in every grocery store and gas station right there at the register.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know. I smell publicity stunt. This is
That's why she.
We're gonna get people talking about our album cover by making it sound like it's racy when it's.
Well, people want to zoom in and just see if there
she's got a good looking undercarriage see. Though.
Yeah,
makes me want to be a flounder. Just lay down and look up.
I don't.
What a great phrase, undercarriage.
I don't mind her. I'm not real crazy about the face or the hairstyle choices or even the cones, but she's not a bad-looking girl.
Normally, we don't do two articles, but this jumped out at me.
Tasmanian devils were given a safe island home, then the devils slaughtered 3,000 penguins.
Yes.
3,000 penguins?
Have
Holy
these
cow.
People never seen a Bugs Bunny cartoon?
Right.
Or they obviously don't know how, like, what a keystone species is.
Yeah.
This is tantamount to like playing with DNA.
An effort to save the Tasmanian devil population has resulted in another species being wiped out. Whoops.
Oops. You're meddling with powers you can't possibly comprehend. Jesus.
About a decade ago, 3,000 little penguins called Mariah Island and Island east of Tasmania, their home. But when Tasmania devils were introduced in 2012, the penguin population slowly started to decrease. Tasmanian devils are known to prey on birds and fish.
Look at them, though. They're just...
It's just a little cute. Like,
oh, no, it looks like it'll fucking kill you. Look at that face. It looks like a giant fierce. Wharf rat.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I will fucking eat you. Look at that face.
It has calluses on its nose.
It does. Yeah. Probably from fighting over penguin flesh.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's penguin eggs over there. I better eat those, too.
Wow. So they moved him there. Oh, there's no public vehicles and roads. It was deemed an ideal location for the devils. In 2012, only 28 devils were released on the island, which grew to 100 by 2016. Although the loss of penguins is sad, it doesn't come as a surprise to some.
Oh, jeez. Every time humans have deliberately or accidentally introduced mammals to oceanic islands, there's always been the same outcome, a catastrophic impact on one or more bird species. Oh, man.
Hmm.
Speaking of birds... Whoops. What the hell is going on with birds around here? Like, I didn't even know we had pelicans, and I've seen like 3,000 pelicans this year.
It's climate change, man.
Forever. And there's... See, I hear that, too. Oh, they've been here forever. Have they?
Well, I guess not pelicans, storks. I've only seen a few pelicans, but I've seen a billion storks.
They're always down by the Clearwater, running past... Clearwater paper as you go out towards Orfino and stuff. I see them there all the time.
Yeah, you're talking about like the big...
Or at least when I'm out
there.
Right?
I mean, they'll go down, dip out, and just have a...
Yeah, no, I've never...
Water.
I haven't seen them yet, but we've been talking about this. They're happening.
Yeah, and Rick and it's, sent a video to our group chat the other day with...
That was wild.
There's five crows attacking a hawk, and the hawk clips one of them in the head. And then he sent a second video of him going and talking to the crow that was laying there, just blood all over it and shit. Like, holy God.
Damn it, I wish he'd sent... He needs to put me in that chat. That sounds like a fun story.
But, you know, the crow and hawk war, I've seen eagles. I had the window open the other night, and I heard an eagle screaming at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, that eagle. I mean, it sounded just like the sound effect you hear when...
Right.
Yeah.
And like, where did all these birds come from? And where are the pheasants? I remember there being shitloads of pheasants when I was a kid.
And quail as well.
Yeah, you don't see quail. Don't see,
I remember there being elk when I was a kid.
Yeah.
In and around the area?
Yeah, like, you drive to Potlatch or something, you look out in any field, and you just see a whole herd of elk. When was the last time you saw a herd of elk?
Even when I go to Montana now, I don't see, like... You get to see it sometimes in, like, fields and stuff, but you can't... Like, when you go out hunting, you don't see as much... Like, you used to be able to road hunt.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that so much anymore. You actually got to get out and go.
There's
somewhere.
A deer at the lodge the other day.
Just but you guys have deer. There's deer out there occasionally.
Yeah.
I had a deer in front of my house the other day. My neighbor said he saw a cougar in front of our house.
Jesus.
About 6 months ago.
That's
I heard
cool.
something.
That's insane.
I swear I
We've
heard
had a raccoon
growl
here.
Outside of our camp. When I was up there this weekend at night.
Where was your camp?
Up in Elk River.
Oh, okay.
But no elk. You didn't
and
see any elk.
They,
the fucking place is called Elk River.
My mom was telling me that allegedly, I don't know if it was a couple weeks ago or something, that there was a cougar sighted around the area.
There was one walking down Main Street in Asotin not too long
ago. I don't know. I only heard it once. I didn't see anything or anything like that. But I swear, I was... Just sitting by the fire listening to music, and everybody else had gone to bed. It was getting late. It was almost midnight. I was getting ready for bed, and I swear I heard something, but I don't know. It was interesting.
Yeah.
It was a fun camping trip, though.
So I got a little story, anecdote, if you will, before we get into our main topic for the evening.
All right.
But the other... A couple days ago, my wife was
in our sectional, and she was reclined, and it's one of the ones that you push the button and it kicks out the legs, and
it's electric.
Yeah, it's an electric okay. one, and so it's got the little, like the little bar inside with the, and it spins,
the screw.
And screws it out. Yeah, and my, and she goes to close it, and she hears this big like, and so then she opens it back up, and the our cat Tiger comes out, and just with this like. Bewildered Jesus. Look on his face, and it's just kind of like, and then he takes off, and then a little while later she notices like this whole patch like at the base of his, where like the end of it, like where his ass meets the tail, there's this whole patch of hair that like that's like this long that's just like stripped down to the skin like one of those hairless cats.
Yeah,
and
yanked it out.
Yeah, machines have no
it just, and so I She anything. Couldn't get it to, like, the chair to go back back all the way. And so I got down there, and I, like, I'm finally, because we were, like, looking before, and I'm like, I don't see any hair down here, so I don't know where it is. And so then, but it got, like, wrapped up in the, that screw gear. That's a California common.
That's fucked up.
And well, so I had to take a lighter and, like, burn it, singe out the hair.
That's
so
what that happened to this.
Get it out. Smell? Awful. I could smell it all day after that.
I set it in the recliner, like, between the cushion and the arm, and it fell down, and I went to close the the thing, and it just scraped
crunch.
It. So, like, the iPad itself is fine. It's just the case that's scratched, and I just don't want to spend the money on another case, so I'll give it another year or so, and or I'll just tear the plastic shit over the top of it off.
Right.
We almost caught the dog in the... couch. We have an electronic electric couch. We have an electronic couch. And yeah, the dog
it's
almost
self-driving.
Right, yeah. The dog almost got caught in there, but fortunately she's a great big fat ass, and when the thing started to go down it
nice.
Met some fat.
That's what
dog
they need.
Resistance.
They need sensors in the chairs like you have for garage doors and
right?
things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you don't
you said you had a dog bed tail? Or were you just doing some word association?
No, you said cat some
yeah.
cat sofa something, and
cat recliner
I was just,
store, or
I
cat,
was like,
oh, you were just doing like word association.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you had like a story. That's what I was.
Oh no, I
that's
said,
why I threw
I
that in.
See, I can do it too.
Yeah. that's
I can
funny.
Just throw out the name of an animal, a piece of furniture, and a story as well. Because yeah, because you put cat. Recliner or cat
recliner
monkey,
story
cat sofa story
monkey yeah. love seat tail
yeah no stories from the dog realms. I guess Alex rolled over Chewy last night with a like a cripple cart.
Oh.
Chewy's like
a year ago today is it's the anniversary of when Shiva got attacked when we were camping, got attacked by fucking that owl or bird or whatever it was that got her, that
little dog,
yeah, little Jack Russell mix, and got attacked. It's, dude, it's gnarly. It's, it left like a 7 or 8 inch long gash in her back. It was, I thought she was gonna die.
You see the video where the people, they nurse this rabbit back to health, and they go release it in their backyard, and it runs like 30 feet, and an owl swoops down and catches it.
Like a pure family guy moment.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's great.
Not to totally go off, but here, there's another one here. It says, your first look at Halle Berry as Ariel in Disney's live-action reboot.
It's not Halle Berry.
What?
It's Halle Bailey.
Oh, Halle
oh,
I was going to say.
I totally saw.
I read it as I read it as Berry, too, because as soon as I hit Halle B, I was like, Berry.
I was like 40 years ago, maybe. Like, how old is Halle Berry? She's a good 20 years older than I am.
She's at least 50.
Okay.
Nah, because she was pretty young, like when, was it Boys in the Hood?
I think so.
She was in Boys in the Hood.
Any Given Sunday? She was in something with, where she was like.
The first movie I remember her in was that James Bond one.
1966.
Oh, yeah. See, she's mid-50s.
Yeah.
50, what does it say? 4. So she's 14 years older than I am.
She's about almost 12 years older than me.
And I would say like late 80s Halle Berry would have been perfect for the Little Mermaid. I got no problem there, but She's 54. She can't be playing mermaids anymore.
I think...
Jungle Fever.
Yeah, executive decision.
Last Boy Scout. That was what I was thinking of.
The executive decision, the one with Kurt Russell and Steven Seagal. She was the flight attendant. That's the first thing I really remember her from.
Oh, that's one where Seagal lasts like 2 minutes.
Yeah, where he dies in the beginning of it, yeah.
The whole reason I watched that show is because I actually liked him back then.
Oh.
And,
didn't we all, though? I mean,
yeah, he
to
was
an extent,
like
a symphony of broken limbs. Yeah, we had a big Steven
the
Seagal
The coolest thing about Seagal back in the day is he would never get touched, ever.
No.
Like, he might get punched in the face once, but that would be
And he would just, like, turn.
Yeah.
Like, nope, you can't hit me, and I break your arm.
Yeah.
Oh, now your leg's broken. Oh,
yeah, but executive decision, all the trailers, he was, like, majorly, you know. And so we go watch it.
Switch.
And, yeah, last
yeah, they kill him in 2 minutes.
Wound up being a Kurt Russell vehicle. It was a good movie, though. John Leguizamo was in it.
Yeah.
Oliver Platt was in it.
Leguizamo's a great actor.
He has some range.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he does.
And he has some terrible John Wick movies together, too. How about that?
I didn't even realize she was in... She's in the third one, huh?
Yeah, she has the dogs.
She was in the Kingsman sequel. I forgot about that.
She keeps pace with Keanu.
Oh, yeah, she trains with him.
Yeah.
Boy, 2017 was her KKK year. No. All three of those...
What's that first one?
Kidnap.
That's the one.
Oh, that was horrible.
Kingsman,
and then Kings.
Kings.
I've never seen Kings.
I haven't either. Nope. I haven't seen Kidnap. I haven't seen
Oh, don't even waste your time with Kidnap.
Yeah, you know, there's just so many, like, non-good movies anymore.
Oh, there is.
Oh, yeah.
They just churn them out.
What's that?
I don't even get my expectations up anymore.
I think that's why I enjoy so many movies now. Because I'm like, this is probably going to be crap. And then I'm surprised.
Yeah, Black Widow's coming out soon.
Yeah, I mean, we picked out a couple this weekend to check out, and I was like, they ended up just being kind of,
Even the worst stuff that's come out in the last 4 or 5 years isn't awful. Like, you can sit through it and be like, well, I probably wouldn't do that again, but I don't feel like... I mean, the worst movie I can think of that I've seen in the last 10 years is probably Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And it's just because they were trying to do something that director was not going to be good at.
I like the bigger tentpole movies, but every once in a while I'm looking for like some sort of indie feel to a movie. And it's like about one in every seven are actually decent.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get those ones that are just that you think are going to be good. And then you tune in. And it's like, it's kind
of. A lot of them are just meandering crap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want that in my movies anymore. I want you to get to the point. I don't want to sit through, like, I don't know, navel contemplation and fart smelling. I just don't need it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the last Suicide Squad trailer came out yesterday. Correct, it was pretty kick-ass.
When does that hit?
November, he said. That's allegedly. Crazy long way out for having their last trailer come out today.
That's crazy. That's going to be a long way out.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, nice.
Yeah, it was introduced by Jai Courtney. He's like, "Oh no, it's not time to
Captain
do it now,
Boomerang.
But I'm gonna give it to you. Nobody here is gonna tell me no. Like, really?"
I'm excited for that.
They've just been trying to make that dude happen, and Captain Boomerang's probably his second best role.
Yeah,
which isn't saying much because that movie was kind of meh. Yeah. It wasn't terrible.
Was he in that movie?
It's like a.
So passionately.
Smash together commercials.
Was he in the second Die Hard reboot movie as the son?
Yeah, he was.
That was such a fucking throwaway movie.
Yeah, dude, it was.
Anything.
That could have been. It was like a movie that they're like, we need a Die Hard movie. Here's a shitty script. Let's just change his name to John McClane.
That's how all the Die Hard movies after the first one were.
I would say.
It was literally a shitty script that they redoctored to make a John McClane movie.
Three was good.
Three was good.
Three was great.
Two was crazy.
Yeah, I like three.
But
that dude doing like naked kata at the beginning.
Yeah.
And
Live Free or Die Hard. Not terrible. I had fun time with that.
Was that the one with Timothy Oliphant?
Yeah. Timothy Oliphant.
Yeah. See, I was going to say that movie was decent just because of the bad guys.
But
Timothy Oliphant and
A Good Day to Die Hard. That's the one with Jai Courtney. Yeah. I can't
f that.
I stopped. I'm like, I'm not even adding this to my collection.
I've never stayed awake through it. And it was one that my ex-wife bought on Blu-ray and is now permanently on my iPad because of it. Because you could put the code in and you could have it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
A digital copy along. You remember when they did that for a while? I don't even think they sell Blu-rays anymore.
No, they still sell digital copies because my son collects.
Oh, his hard copy.
He has, and he gets excited when there's a digital copy too.
I saw a thing today actually that said Disney is holding firm to their plan that they're not going to release WandaVision or Falcon and Winter Soldier on Blu-ray.
Good. They don't need to.
That's interesting.
Fucking Loki is balls.
No physical. Loki
what a great show.
Oh, it's been good. So good.
Every
so good.
Second of that so has been good. And I don't know, best Owen Wilson since like Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, I'd agree. Have you watched Bliss yet?
Very.
Is that
sad
the one
that
with the Salma Hayek?
Yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't too bad. But
I haven't finished. I'm about 20 minutes from finishing it, but I enjoyed what I saw of it.
Yeah,
it's different.
It was different, but it wasn't Wedding Crashers worth watching, and this he and Tom Hiddleston just work together.
Yeah. Well, and like Owen Wilson's right in his like wheelhouse.
I think.
Yeah.
I believe my parents watched Bliss, and I caught some of it. I was not impressed.
It's like I said, it's different. It's okay. So I was stuck in an airport.
And this is from a guy who loves shitty movies.
For a couple days.
I don't know.
And so I was relegated to watching movies on my phone sitting in the airport.
Yeah.
And so
in there.
See, I think if I was in that situation, I probably would have found it more enjoyable.
Yeah, well, because you're engaging and trying to like
what I saw of it. I was like, this movie seems kind of stupid.
Yeah, I don't think I've been avoiding starting it at home.
Yeah,
it was one of those ones I'm like, oh, I'll throw it in the download list, and if I'm bored enough, I'll hit it
on
Prime.
Prime.
On the same note, I downloaded that Frank Stallone documentary.
Which was good.
Was really? Actually real. Like, I recommend it. I highly, because there's stuff about Frank Stallone I didn't know.
Oh yeah,
like he's got a huge musical background.
Really,
and he's bitter. A little like there's some bitterness because of like he was actually his career was going before Sly's career was going, and then.
Yeah, but was it really?
But then Sly used he was around with all those bands up and coming in the 70s and shit. And in the 60s and 70s. And so he was, like, within that world, but he could just never get going. And then he kind of got a breakout when his brother used his music in Rocky. And he's in Rocky.
Yeah.
And then I think when he directed whatever the sequel to, like, there's the BG movies, the John Travolta ones, Saturday Night Fever,
Saturday Night Fever.
Whichever one was the sequel.
Staying Alive.
Yeah.
Because the Bee Gees did most of the music for the first one, and then they, like, bowed out for the second one. And I think some of their music's in there, but then there's a whole story that they go over in this movie, and it was... Huh. And so then a whole bunch of his music gets worked into it.
That's interesting. Awesome.
And
this is on Prime as well?
Yes. Huh. I'd watch it. I know Huds is like, I don't like being told what to watch.
Well, but, I don't know. There's a lot of documentaries.
I'd be interested to hear what your take on that is.
I watched a documentary just yesterday, night before last maybe. I fell asleep to it. But it's The Hunt for the Skinwalker, and they're talking about Skinwalker Ranch in Utah. Fucking fascinating. But it's 2 hours and 15 minutes long.
Oof.
Like, you can't...
That's that mockumentary, isn't it?
No. No, this is a legit documentary. And they ended up making a whole series out of it.
They have that TV show on it now.
Yeah. That's kind of like the Secrets of
Oak
Island.
Which is kind of retarded.
But this documentary is just crazy.
Huh.
Cattle mutilations, like this wolf that they shot like 17 times and it just kept coming.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing that. I saw that one.
And
there's a mockumentary on it too. Damn. It's kind of like the Blair Witch Project.
Oh,
damn. And then there's the documentary, and then they have the TV show. And the TV show,
they bring out all of these radio instruments to measure the RF of different things, right?
Of course they do.
Yeah, and, you know, I mean, I work with cell phones every day, and I deal with repeaters and boosters and things like that, and I have meters that are just like that, and you can stand outside almost anywhere and get the readings that they get on that stupid show. So I'm like, oops, this is such a joke.
You guys douchebags.
Wait, so Zach Baggins is full of shit?
Wait, guys.
I'm like, yeah, somebody probably just turned on their microwave like in the truck, you know.
Definitely a ghost, guys. Definitely some
you ever, did you ever see that SNL skit where Hugh Laurie was hosting?
Huh.
And
I don't believe so.
They had like the night sensor. They were doing it was like ghost hunters, basically, was the skit they were doing.
Okay.
And he farts. And so then it becomes this whole thing centered around his fart, but they're trying to attach to a ghost.
Oh, God.
And he's trying to, like, avoid them going back into it. And then they do, like, the infrared or the night vision. Well, let's check it out on night vision. And then you get to see, like, the...
Nice.
Oh, it's coming out of your ass.
That's good.
Man, they've added like some Hugh shit Laurie. To Prime. He's funny. Step Brothers is on Prime. The Wrestler. Dodgeball. Like John
boats,
dies at the
boats
end.
And hoes.
Season, boats and Hoes. Boats and
Hoes. I can't get two. Enough of Step Brothers. I love that movie.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I'm burying you.
It's one of my favorite Will Ferrells.
Yeah.
It was. I think it was their last good one.
Teabagging my drum set.
Yeah, I...
touch my drum set?
I didn't enjoy... Like, I tried to watch the Sherlock Holmes one.
Mm-mm. It was bad.
I didn't even try.
Farrell's a... He's hit and miss. He's never been, like, right on point with me.
It depends on his role. Like, if he gets the right role, he does a great job.
Right.
But...
No, Matthew, sorry.
Who wants to watch
Step Brothers? Not
Boats
yet.
And Hoes.
Not yet, sir. Sorry.
Not yet.
The other one. Who's the other? Oh, Adam Sandler. I used to Adam Sandler.
I would take Will Ferrell over Adam Sandler all day, every day.
Same here.
Will Ferrell is not always a hit for me either. There's a lot of his stuff that I really genuinely don't like, but I don't care for Adam Sandler.
I've only enjoyed two Sandler shows.
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore and The Wedding Singer.
Happy Gilmore is about the only one that I ever really liked.
I liked Happy Gilmore.
I didn't even like Billy Madison.
I liked Billy Madison, but that was right in my age. Like, that was right when
I've got a soft spot for Click, because both Kate Beckinsale and Christopher Walken are in it.
Yeah, I like Click okay. I mean, and 51st States is all right, but there's just so much chud in between. Yeah.
I did like the two roles that he did. The one where he's like a inward person and he gets
Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, I loved that show. Oh, yeah. And
I liked it at the time, but I don't think he had a lot of range.
Yeah, and the one that he just did where he's the jewelry salesman or something like that.
Oh, that was like a 2.5-hour panic attack.
Oh yeah, I didn't.
And I don't have panic attacks.
I didn't watch that
because I told you not to.
Well, everything that I had heard about it was like, yeah, watch this movie if you want to have anxiety for 90 minutes.
And yeah,
I was like, no, I'm good.
It's just
thanks.
Nonstop.
I'm okay. I don't like Adam Sandler for one, and I get anxious.
But I don't like his humor at all because it's the same thing.
It's so sophomoric, and
it's not like he hasn't evolved. Like he tried to like evolve at some point in his career, and then
it's
he just kind of reverted back
silly
to the
voices
same
and loud mm-hmm. noises.
Nah, never mind.
No thanks.
Somebody's closer.
Never really did it for me. There was a few things that he did that I liked, but like he was good in Airheads.
But he was ancillary character.
He was a small part.
You know, the grown-up movies aren't great, but they're not.
Ugh.
I didn't like any of them.
You hold him up against some of his other work,
Kevin
though. They're
James
okay.
Makes me want to puke.
Yeah.
Fucking.
I don't like it
Kevin
when
James.
All those comedians get together and do a show. Anyway, it's like they compete for the screen or something.
Yeah.
All of those movies are a fucking tax write-off for Adam Sandler and his friends to go to some exotic location. Yep. That's all it is.
Absolutely. Yep.
Those movies, you look at them, they spend like, say they spend $20 million on those movies. The actors' salaries are very, very small parts of it because they just pay to take them. They're all friends.
It's just, yeah.
So it's just all them.
Covering the catering and the stay.
And catering and shit. To just all go on this beautiful vacation. They film themselves being silly with like a loose script, if you can fucking call it that.
Yeah, I didn't even bother.
Yeah, dude, it's and then they write it all off. And
but you know, people say he is people the go most watch fun it and makes to $4 million
and they have
anybody.
A profit. And this
oh yeah, I mean, you got it's, all those guys making.
So I assume
the grown-ups movies. The
it really is just that. Like, let's go have fun together.
Well, I read one day that he specifically chooses roles that are in exotic locations. Yeah, just for that reason.
Yeah, they do that. It's a thing. What was the? Hang on a second. Because it wasn't just the Grown Ups movies. There was
Murder Mystery.
One that he did recently. Oh, The Do Over. The one that he did on Netflix with him and David Spade, where they were in an exotic location. It's a thing
like,
that they do.
I'm going to go hang out with David Spade for a while. If you guys want to put some cameras on us and tell us to pretend to be something, we'll do some, we'll do some D&D modern.
Yeah, no, I think a lot of it, you're right, is just about him like maintaining those friendships, which I guess if you got the money to do it and you can like. Facilitate it. More power to you.
And if you're not paying for it,
Longest Yard was fine.
Write it all off on the studio's dime.
I like the Longest Yard.
They make enough of a profit to justify continuing to do it.
Yeah,
everybody wins.
Yeah, I think they're starting to see diminishing returns.
I think that is part of the reason why he probably signed up the deal with Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
which if you look at like he did that one,
it's Zoolander. The
murder mystery or
dinner party
with him and Jennifer Aniston on the boat.
Yep.
Again, we're just going to go on this luxurious cruise.
Oh, and I get to
and enjoy
Jennifer
ourselves
Aniston
for
a bunch?
4 weeks and
rub up on her.
Yeah, like, oh, what a horrible
12
deal.
12 days of shooting? Okay. With my Jennifer wife. Aniston is still gorgeous. Like, knockout gorgeous.
It's,
she's better looking than when she was on Friends.
Oh, yeah.
I may not like the man, but I damn sure respect
you. You adore what he's doing with his life.
It's brilliant. Yeah. It's really brilliant.
Yeah, he turned his
turned his trade into
retarded, quirky comedy bullshit records into. Oh, I'm gonna go get paid to go hang out on an island for
the very first
people try to
comedy album I bought was his. They're all gonna laugh at you.
He gets paid to go do one.
Yeah. They're all gonna laugh at you.
I remember listening to that when I was a kid. Like, what the fuck?
I had to put headphones. I started listening to it on my boombox, and I'm like, start listening. And I'm like, this is Adam Sandler from Saturday Night Live, and I'm probably eighth grade or something like that. And it starts like right in with like, I don't remember what the character's name, but it's like, I got really hairy balls or whatever. And so it starts with, like, it gets right into it pretty quick. And so I'm like, headphones. I'm looking all.
Dad, headphones.
And that came out at the same time as, like, what was it, the Jerky Boys or something like that?
Yeah, right in that.
Those were crazy.
I always liked the Jerky Boys.
I did. I liked the Jerky Boys, what I heard of them anyway. I didn't, didn't they make a movie?
Yeah.
I think so.
Jerky Boys, the movie.
Yeah.
There's no way to pull that title out.
I don't
exactly right.
I don't remember it very clearly, but I remember laughing. I'm sure it's probably dated, and I don't know if I'd laugh at it as much as I.
The other day, I pulled up because my kids are like so into like YouTube artists and stuff like that, and just the stupid shit that goes on YouTube. And I'm like, I showed my kid. I'm like, I got him watching Jackass. I was like, this is the.
What about the Tom Green show?
This is the Tom show.
When he painted those lesbians on his parents.
Fuck, that was so funny.
Like, you think what you're watching now is like revolutionary? We've already done that. Like,
this is a precursor.
It was so far beyond what you're seeing on YouTube. I mean, you can say, Logan Paul in the Suicide Forest, but like, Tom Green put an alligator in his parents' kitchen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or, like, the whole of Freddy Got Fingered?
Yeah.
Well, Dude, would you like some
that
sausage?
Movie is something else.
That movie's off the wall.
It is something. I cannot believe that movie got made.
From 1998 to like 2004 was just a fucking
Well, that whole movie.
Like, whoever was running MTV was just like money.
I've seen it. Yeah. I've seen it discussed in other places before, but it's really funny if you look at that movie and what the premise of it is about him going to Hollywood, quote unquote, and coming up with his show, his my hooves, you know, the people, and just how absolutely completely brain dead it is, and like that they throw money at it. The whole movie is like a parody of the fact that they gave him all this money to make this movie, and so it's just a big fuck you of like, you gave me all this money, so
and
I'm gonna have my crippled girlfriend. Like I'm gonna have crazy Rip Torn. I'm gonna have my crippled girlfriend who.
And I wonder how much Shaq got paid to do. I mean, 15 seconds with the dude's mom in bed. You need to go have sex with
the
large
movie
black
is
basketball
just
players.
So
you just go be you,
bonkers.
Mom.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is just a big fuck you of like, I can do. You gave me all this money. I'm gonna do whatever the fuck I want.
He did.
Yeah. What a heyday.
You hear Helsinki? 50,000 fucking Deutschmarks.
fucking Pakistan. That is the fucking best shit.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen the new Borat?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, really.
I guess in the Trump scene, he stayed in the bathroom for like 12 hours so he wouldn't get caught.
Shit.
That's crazy.
Man. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I've liked both of them.
Her and her hairy bush.
No, that was.
It's amazing that they can do those shows without getting arrested.
I'm surprised he found a girl that was, I think she's 20. And she kept up with him and did not break.
She was
phenomenal.
Yeah, really, like, really impressive what she was able to.
I don't think I could not break.
Right. No, she held her own with him, and that was one of the most impressive things about it to me was she was great.
And I talk a ton of shit about Jimmy Fallon and breaking all the time on Saturday Night Live when he was on.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some of those that I couldn't make it through either, and Borat is one of them. I don't think I could do one of those.
One scene.
Like when they were talking to that lady making cakes, and then he went to the doctor, and his daughter had swallowed it.
The whole thing with the doctor.
I really think he just invests him, like he just deposits himself into that character.
Yeah.
Like to the degree that he's just like, this is who I am. You have to, because you just.
Because it's so.
And you
absurd.
have to like maintain that, whatever that innocence is of that character, to just be like that out of touch.
Yeah.
And, I guess is the best way of putting it.
People just kind of go with it is wild.
Yeah, it's just out of it's like a courtesy. Some of it has to be.
Yeah, well, it must be easier in the South because people try and stay polite down there.
Yeah,
and I guess rural communities in general, people are more polite than they are in the city.
We went to South Carolina last year, and the people down there, nicest people I've ever met in my life.
Oh yeah, it's wild. I couldn't be that nice in that much humidity.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be an absolute. Well, I'm already an absolute.
And food
prick.
Was ridiculously cheap too.
Yeah.
Speaking of places, I think I've talked. I think we're quasi having talked ourselves out of leaving the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, you're not leaving?
Have you
been? Well, I don't know.
You're not like Maine bound anymore.
Well, fuck, Maine's getting. Like, I saw fucking hurricanes and shit right now. I'm like, I don't want to move where hurricanes are.
Yeah, and it doesn't normally get that far north.
And I told Nicole, I was like,
boy, if you're
we have pretty, like, our weather here is pretty reliable.
It does not get better than here.
And so, otherwise. The summers get hot. and I don't care for that much. Mm-hmm. Like I enjoy it to a degree, especially if I'm using the heat of the summer to swim or to do what, you know, if I'm doing outdoor something outdoorsy. But I don't like air conditioning my house and spending the money. But
yeah,
besides
spring
that,
and fall are really nice.
The spring and fall are nice, and the winters are pretty mild
overall.
Generally, I mean, our weather, like,
sometimes
it's pretty
real up to you in mid June.
Yeah.
I just say it snowed in fucking June. Like, what was that about?
Yeah, I'd say it's reliable for the most part, though.
Yeah,
I'd say we're in an area that the weather is reliable enough, and I think, like, if we move out of Lewiston, we'll probably try to stay within the Pacific Northwest somewhere. Mm. And I don't know when that's going to be or if that's going to be. The other thing is. We're growing here.
Yeah.
Which is both good and bad, but
yeah, I think overall it's a good trend.
The airport acquisition is a good that
we can hope.
Are you excited mm-hmm. about that?
Well, for us it's not going to make that big of a difference right now, but it's the first step toward more flights.
Yeah.
Right.
And we need more flights.
We do.
Now, it'd be awesome if we had a flight to Seattle. It'd be awesome if we had another flight to Boise. We have one to Salt Lake and then soon Denver. And if we had those flights, then Lewiston would be pretty busy.
I know. It's yeah. amazing that the Salt Lake one isn't a more regular flight because Salt Lake goes absolutely everywhere.
Well, you know, the Denver one is...
That's another big
That's
going to
be huge. That's yeah. coming in October.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be a big...
Well, and it's another airline.
It's a different airline.
We're not,
and
we're not getting yeah. fingered in the ass by
Delta. International, not regional, too. We're getting...
Yeah. Did we lose Horizon? Did we just have
Delta? We lost Alaska.
Yeah, but...
But Alaska went to Pullman, but now that we have, or will have, is it United?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that whole board meeting thing.
I didn't watch it at all. I just read it.
Those people just make me angry.
Lewiston,
it's a
I
lot
fucking
of
fucking hate the airport.
It's a
board.
It's a lot of like, just like self.
Oh, people
like,
trying
like they just yeah. like it's a lot of sucking their own dick.
Yeah.
But the video that they did,
like
the little
goddamn city council,
the promo video that they did, kind of highlighting like the appeal of our area, was kind of cool. Like yeah. whoever put that together was. Like,
you know, I don't understand. It's got to be the city that's causing all the issues because the Lewiston Airport isn't that bad of an airport.
No.
I mean, really.
It's
I mean,
small, but that
yeah,
doesn't matter.
It's small, but the runway's nice.
Yeah.
And
it wouldn't
yeah.
take
yeah.
that much work to extend the runway a bit and we could land bigger planes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the city.
The city doesn't want Lewiston to grow at
no.
all.
The city
no.
council is full of fucking tools.
It sounds like we have some people that are in the position to make it or to want to make it grow a little bit more, but until we like push some of these
yeah.
older minds out.
I hope November works how I hope November works because there'll be some people who are no longer on the council who are shitbags. And if the Strong Mayor Initiative passes, we won't have that shitbag city manager, that Nygaard dude.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of fucking terrible people who are in positions of power right now.
I need to get more in tune with local government. I spend too much time on national government.
And there's nothing we can do about national government. Idaho will always go red, so there's no point in us even worrying yep. about it. And, I mean, I'll go ahead and check that red box unless there's a libertarian to check. But... You know, and luckily I've had a libertarian to vote for the last few cycles.
Yeah.
But
it's the local government that's going to make any impactful change to what we're doing.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
And your city.
And to see your city.
Those are the changes that you vote for.
It'd be nice to see Lewiston have some more things to do. And there's plenty of opportunities for growth. We have like a lot of farmland that's either underutilized or is just like, you know. Because they're farming differently. Like we're just evolving as a country.
Yeah,
and so like, there's plenty of room for us to grow.
Yeah, but
you look at how Coeur d'Alene grew in the last 20
2 years.
Yeah. You talk about any of the growth, and immediately people just jump down your throat with, "Oh, we don't need any more fucking Californians coming up here." And
it's terrible.
Some of the
right
best
now.
People I've met that have come up here have been Californians.
I don't think that's for me. It's not the issue that they're Californians. For me, it's like, let's say that I wanted to sell my house and buy another house. I could most certainly sell my house.
Absolutely.
But chances are I wouldn't be able to buy another house.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Because you couldn't get into, you could get into, basically it's just a comparable exchange.
Yeah, either that or I wouldn't even be able to afford, because the cost of living down here or here is so much less than in California. And if somebody down there sells their house for $500,000 and they can buy a way lesser house for
300,
or even a nicer house for 300 and have 200 change, you know, then they move up here and they get a decent job or whatever. And their house is pretty much paid for and they have, you know, money in their pocket.
Absolutely.
And it pushes homeowners in our area out.
Yeah.
Pretty well, much. That was what we were like when we were looking at Maine. The property values there are much less than here. Like, we could get to a way better situation with property.
Yeah.
I mean, hell, our place.
You're getting acres of land for what you could get
a house,
three
for,
bedroom
right
here.
But then you compare what we have to California, and they can come, but like, yeah. So when I was looking at Maine, I was like, man, I could move to Maine and I could live like a fucking king in Maine, but only if I could get a job that would pay me comparable to what I'm.
But typically the Californians and the other out of staters that are coming this direction, they're coming this direction for a reason.
Yeah.
And it's because they want out of the mindset of the people that are in the area they live.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, the people that do come this way typically have a similar mindset to the people that live in this area. So, I mean, they're nice people in that regard, but at the same time, you know, the economic impact of it is horrendous.
Well, yeah, because we're driving property values into a place.
I mean, hell, I paid $123 for our house 10 years ago or 13 years ago, or whenever it was, not too long ago. Got the assessed value of it a week ago, and it's almost $300,000.
Yep, that's ours now too.
Fucking exactly. Awful.
And we paid. So we're, because you can sell your house for greater than the assessed value.
Yeah.
And so we paid 7 years ago about, I think it was like $238,000 or something like that for this place, which was good at the time. But now we're and which means it probably assessed at like two probably, or 190. I can't remember what it was, but we had that information then. The other day we got our thing, it was like $280 for what we're, and it's like, so I could sell for
all,
like $320.
All that does is make your taxes go up.
But all it does is, now I'm going to pay more taxes.
Yeah, I pay like 50, or not 50, probably $23 a month or something like that more a month in taxes, but
yeah,
it's just, it's stupid.
And we expect it, like, with the high school coming in up here, and, like, they're doing a lot of development up here in the orchards since the high school's going in.
Lots of banks and sleep centers.
Yeah, Jesus. Fuck. Can we get one more bank? I think we need another bank up here.
Or a gas station.
Or a payday loan place. Let's get some more payday loan places. One on every corner. Yeah. Every street.
I haven't walked into a bank for any other reason than to take my grandpa there.
I do it all on my phone.
Yeah.
These fucking they throw up these fucking built. They're going to be empty in 10 years.
Yeah,
because there'll be someone doing it at home
or a dentist office. We get a lot of those too.
Jesus, no shit.
Every time I see new construction, I'm like, hopefully it's a restaurant.
I want
Red Robin.
I want a Red Robin. Fucking yeah. Anything that's like, serve us some fucking food. Give us some options.
I want
a
steakhouse.
Like, what are you going to do today? Oh, I thought I'd go down to Banner Bank and make a deposit. Well, fuck, I mean, we got some better shit to do around here.
Go hang out in the parking lot.
Yeah, I mean,
just like high school, hanging out in fucking parking lots.
Right.
What are you doing?
After I'm done at,
does that
after anymore. I'm done at Banner, I'm going to go over to American West and make a withdrawal.
Do they really?
Oh, it's still insane.
I remember
getting off work in downtown Lewiston at like 9:30, almost 10 o'clock at night. Drive back around, you know, along D Street to hit the Blue Bridge. Yep, there's
just douchebags like hanging out in parking lots.
It's like a flashback. Just people hanging out in parking lots, all standing around. staring at each other's piece of shit cars, trying to act like they're
Yeah, man, I'm working on this right now. I got something going on with the transmission, but it's, yeah.
I remember those days.
Yeah, it was 20 fucking years ago.
What are you doing? Driving
the loop.
Yeah, driving the loop. People just standing around talking about nothing.
Yeah, that was the thing to do back then. I mean, we didn't have shit to do. You know, you have you still don't, but I mean, at least you have a screen to stare in front of now.
You had nothing to do in this town. Nothing.
Yeah, it's I think it's that way
everywhere. You hit you graduate high school and you've got this period of time where you can't get into bars, which is where you really want to be at that time because God, that's where everybody else is going.
Yep.
And then...
I mean, you can't, but you're not allowed because you're not allowed.
And you grow out of it.
And then, so, like, by the time I hit 21, like, I went through my bar phase in, like, 6 months, and I was done. Like, I was already done.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I never really got out of it, but I... Like, it's...
I just
you go in there,
the
and you're just hoping
much.
That it doesn't suck, and it always sucks.
It always does.
That's why, yeah, that's
one of the reasons why I don't really go, is always sucks.
The bar at the Elks is like my speed
right
there.
That's my jam right there. But I love it over there.
It's just casual. There's nothing, there's like, you don't go in with expectations.
Yep, you can have one, you can sit down, you can have a conversation, you can leave, and it's just, one is like four, but... You know, and you can sit with anybody, you can talk to anybody, and it's never uncomfortable. It's fantastic. I love it out there.
No, 9 times out of 10, I go to the bar, and I'm immediately reminded why I never go to the bar.
Yeah. Well, half the time, it's so expensive. It's prohibitive to just
idiot
go there
assholes.
Cost-wise.
Yeah.
I remember back when you could go to the Red Lion and get a Rattlesnake Red, and it was like $1 a glass.
Yeah, that's when I bartended there. It was awesome.
It's not that way anymore.
Mm. Well, we had comedy night, and we had things, like some things going on then.
Comedy night was the best time to go.
I loved comedy night. We'd go to comedy night, and then we'd go to Lancer Lanes afterward and get the 50 cent little...
Maybe as we grow, we'll be able to get something like a...
Something going
comedians coming through again, or music acts, or something like...
Yeah.
Other like outside of the casino.
Something. Yeah, I was gonna say outside of Ludacris.
Ludacris coming.
Hey. Nah, oh, nah. Rob Schneider.
Oh,
what?
Fuck.
I don't even want to.
My son
see that.
Is like, he's like, oh wow, I can't believe Rob Schneider is at the Clearwater River Casino. I go, I can.
No.
Absolutely.
I absolutely can.
He'd been playing second fiddle to Adam Sandler for so long.
Yeah.
You can't do it. Fuck his fucking face. Really?
No, thank you.
Yeah.
Waterboy was pretty good, too, now that you mention it.
I remember Waterboy.
He had some decent ones.
I don't remember if I liked Waterboy. Other than, that's some high-quality
8-2-0. Yeah, it was stupid as fuck.
High-quality
8-2-0.
Oh.
I had a long day of driving today.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I bought a car. I had to put it on my trailer.
Another one?
Yeah, I got another Suzuki. this one's a Samurai.
Where are you putting them all? Like,
well, I'm getting rid of them. I'm getting rid of them.
Are you?
Yeah. So one of them, I've got 5 or 6 now. I can't remember.
Jeez. All Suzukis?
Well, I've got 2 4-door Suzuki Sidekicks. One of them's I'm gonna make it our daily driver / hunting rig thing. Camping vehicle. Another one I had to put a new engine in, and I'm selling it. And I fired the engine up last night. So first time I ever rebuilt an engine ever in my life.
Damn.
And it started, so that's good. And then I've got a Sidekick that I lifted and made it basically my side by side. I love it. It's my favorite thing. And then the Samurai is going to replace my Sidekick. So
I have a question for you. How easy would it be? Because you have a unparalleled skill to be able to cycle through. Like you're like the barter man of my dreams. I have a little go-kart and a power wheel.
Okay.
That I need to get rid of. I don't want to give it away. Give them
just
away.
Just put it on Facebook.
I tried that.
How much should you list the Power Wheel for?
I don't remember. Like $100.
That's too much.
You think so?
Do it at 50. Yeah, they're 50? Like 200 new. Do it at 50.
It's lightly used, but well, they're going to have to get a new battery for it, probably.
Yeah, do so it at 50. It'll go. Okay. It'll
What about the
go-kart?
The go-kart.
Is it in nice shape?
It's barely used. It's in good
How many
shape.
Hours? That's what they care about in the non-road barrier.
If there's no hour meter on it, just say less than 50 hours or something like that.
Less than 20, probably.
Yeah.
It's barely, like, it was my, and the story with that is my wife's grandpa won it from a drawing at a grocery store.
Oh, well, put that in there.
Yeah, just say we won it in a drawing, or my wife's grandpa won it in a drawing.
You should be able to get $200 to $300.
It's taking up space in my garage. I'd like $300 for it because that's what it's worth. I could go salvage it for half that, or somebody could get some fucking use out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can get that much in salvage, but fuck, who? What do they know?
It's a small go-kart, though. It's probably not worth three, but I could probably get a...
What does it have, like a lawnmower engine or something?
Yeah, it's like something like about like that big.
Okay.
I'll show it to you, Luma.
Yeah.
Done. But yeah, just a side question. And I need to get rid of
one of our two viewers wants to buy it.
Yeah, I mean.
Get him up. At Time Spent Poorly. Or TSPN, right?
TSPN Media on
Send
Twitter.
Me a picture.
Yeah,
say, I want a picture.
Say, I want your go-kart. Yeah,
I want pictures
let me know.
Of your go-kart. Is that...
We'll slap some Time Spent
Do you want my
stickers
undercarriage
on it even.
Too?
All right, peeps, didn't I tell you this was the best one? They fucking nailed it as usual. In case you weren't listening at the beginning, make sure you head over to timespentpoorly.com and click things. Give us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, subscribe on YouTube and get notified the next time we're live. Maybe you appreciate what we give you and you want to support us? Great! Head over to patreon.com/timespentpoorly and check out how you can do just that. Thanks again for wasting your time with us this week. Now go make better use of it! Until next time.